Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, and those were sounds coming there from Sisi Winans, Goodness of God, 19 minutes, just after 10, I'm back with my queen, and yes, all sounds good. Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Oh, I love that. So we're talking about our workplace being our ministry, and I think most of us forget about that. It is just where I go and work, get money, and go back home. That's all it is to us. We forget it's a ministry. We've been called to that space. I mean, not like even being in that space. I desire to be in another space, but I ended up here. But it is a ministry.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. Is there an echo?
There's no echo, just a little gremlin.
So our marketplace is a place of ministry, because when we surrender our lives to Christ, Christ wants all of our lives. The Lord wants us to surrender everything to Him. And for a long time, we don't understand that ministry is happening outside of the church. We think that we go to church on Sunday, that's ministry. Maybe we do an outreach program, that's ministry. But we don't understand, if Christ wants all of our lives, then what we are doing with every single day of our lives is what needs to be surrendered to the Lord, and it's what should bring glory to Him. So my encouragement today is, because 90% of believers who have surrendered their lives to Christ are in the marketplace every day, we should give expression to God, the life of God in us, right there in our marketplaces. And I know the marketplace is a tough environment, so I've come to encourage those 90% of believers who are in the marketplace, that is where we should live out our life of faith and our faith in Christ.
Sure. How do we begin, especially when I'm working in a place where I know I'm not happy to be in? And yet, I didn't know. Okay, I said something earlier on, and I said the family will strangle me, and I apologize in advance. I keep apologizing. For those who are taking things from work, huh? You're taking things from work, taking them home. Others are even selling them. I remember a certain teacher was teaching in a certain school, and then they went to her house. They found all the school chairs that were missing in her house. So may the Lord have mercy. I believe we are not like that. I'm hoping that we are not like that. But if it's a place that I'm not happy at, Ma, how do I then take it as a ministry?
Yes. I think, Sibongile, it's not about happiness. It really is not. If we go back to salvation and surrendering our lives to Christ, I think that's where it starts. And if we are saying that, Lord, I want to surrender my life to you and I want you to be glorified through my life, then it means wherever space and place you've created for me, this is where I live out that life of faith in Christ, right? So as I am there, I am serving God. I am saying, let the kingdom of God come in this place. So that's my first priority. You know, the other day I posted something that says, remember you are in your mission field. And your marketplace is your mission field. You are there to stand out, not to blend in. You are there to make you are there to make a difference, not to make a living. So we just think that we are there to make a living. So anything that is going, things that people are doing, they're taking things from your workplace, you're also taking things from your workplace. The behaviors that are there, you also participate in them. That means you are not just aware what that salvation means. That even the elementary teachings of the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, even those basic things you are not even doing. So that is then the concern. Before we get to you are even taking things out, do you understand what your salvation means every day, and where you are even in the marketplace you are supposed to live out? Or else you are just coming to church and pretending, but you are not understanding where I am every day. This salvation, this Holy Spirit living in me, is supposed to help me to live out the life of faith in Christ in any environment that I find myself. So I would want us to stop to think about This is my environment, and my environment is hostile. If we look at Abraham, if we look at the people in the Bible, they were in hostile environments. There's no story that says it was started good, it was good in the middle, it was good at the end. It doesn't talk like that. But it says where a child of God goes, that environment would eventually give into the spirit that is within them. That environment would eventually start to adjust itself. Even if it was hostile, it was famine. Isaac was in the land of famine and he sowed, and the land yields its increase. So even wherever you are, and I'm saying we are 90% of us every day are in the marketplace. Imagine if we go there with that mindset that I am the only scripture that people will read. I'm the only Bible that people will read. So when I'm here, I'm representing God. I'm representing Christ. I'm representing the goodness of the gospel. So how I carry myself is very important. So that is really where I want to start. I want to encourage all of us that there is the basics that we must get right, because we are in our mission field every day. You are in your pulpit every day in your marketplace.
Are we going to give account at some point? I guess we are not even aware that we will give account of what we did at our workplace to the Lord.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's quite a scary scripture when you see how we are admonished in terms of the way that we live our lives, and that one day when the Lord comes, he will ask us to give an account. You know, even the parable of the talents, when Jesus was teaching them, he was saying that there was a master who gave talents to his servants, stewards. He went away and he came back and he asked them to give an account what he has given them. And it's only the one who didn't do anything, who came with excuses, started even blaming the master. But you are a hard man, but you want to reap where you didn't sow. So we must be careful, because a lot of us are going to come with those many stories of my marketplace was very this, my boss is like this, my supervisor was like this. Lord, there was no way for me to show your glory in that particular workplace. And that those stories will not count, because the Bible says your works will be tested by fire. So we should be about our Father's business, just like Jesus said, don't be about your own business. Be about your Father's business. That's why you were saved, so that you can establish his kingdom on the earth. Wherever you are, that is where the kingdom of God must be established. And your mission field is the marketplace. So that is where you should establish God's kingdom every day. Or else it means that you don't have to live out your faith, because you are in the church, and then Monday to Saturday you're in the marketplace. You then don't think that that is a mission field, so you don't do anything about it. You live your life just as you lived it before. So it means, have you really surrendered your life to Christ? And if you did, where then do you live out your faith in him?
All right. Man, take us through today's lessons, because sure, yeah. I think we really need those.
Yeah. So thank you for asking those questions. And I want us to have those clear reflections on the marketplace. So one of the scriptures I want to read is Matthew 20, that tells us the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out in the morning to hire laborers in his vineyard. Now, when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into the vineyard, and he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And I just want to use this parable as an analogy that some of us are in the marketplace, and because we don't know it's our mission field, we are idle. It says he went there, they were standing idle. He went back again at the sixth hour, there were more idle, ninth hour, and he also found there were people that were there idle in the marketplace. About the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and said to them, why have you been standing here idle all day? So my question would be, are we in the marketplace every day and we are idle, not doing what God has asked us to do? To be that epistle in that environment that gives glory to God, that lives out your life of faith, that is that minister of reconciliation. So all this fights and the conflicts and the struggles that you find there, are you someone who brings the solution of God into that marketplace, or are you the one that Jesus is going to say, third hour I came, you are idle, sixth hour I came, idle, ninth hour I came, idle, at 11th hour I came and you were still idle? and you don't understand what you're supposed to be doing in your marketplace. So my encouragement, my exhortation, my admonishment today is, are you standing idle in the marketplace, and do you understand that you are actually in the mission field, right there in your job, right there in your business, right there in your entrepreneurial venture? What you're doing Monday to Saturday is your mission field, and that is where you must give glory to God.
Sure, that is where you should reflect Christ. That is where you should give glory to the Lord. That's where you should excel. We never even pray for our marketplace. Never.
Oh, wow. That's why it is a contentious environment. The marketplace is contentious, full of conflict. It's competitive. We see a lot of people are depressed. They are weary. They are tired, exhausted, fatigued, burnout. These are the characteristics of the marketplace. So what is going to change that? The children of God doesn't know that God can be brought into the environment to change it. It's not going to change by itself. Jesus Christ is not just about saying a prayer. It's about conversion. So we must be converted. And when God has come into our life, Jesus has come into our lives, the Holy Spirit is in us, it is there to make a difference so that we can live differently and we can give expression to that in the marketplace. So that is what is important, that as we are there, we understand that I'm here first to represent God, then I'm here. As a result of that, I get the money. I can feed my family. But if we get it back to front, I'm here, let me get the money first, and then later on I will see whether the people here need to hear the good news of the gospel, whether I can give them a word of encouragement, where I can give them a word of exhortation. If we don't pray, we will not even start ever to understand why we are there. That is exactly the starting place.
So
we must pray.
We should even change our attitude towards it. Yes, ma?
No. You said we should change our attitude towards our marketplaces. Absolutely. I think that's where it starts, because as I said, if you don't think that it's a mission field, you will treat it like a job, just a job. I'm just here to get money. So how you live, if you are also one of the people who...
You might even be careless. You might even be careless as a result of that.
Yes, absolutely. Where you don't understand why you are there, you will live any kind of way, because you don't know that what I'm doing now, people are reading your life. They're looking at you. They are looking for hope. And even you being there, a child of God, you don't bring hope. And you know, sometimes people will tell us, oh my, are you a Christian? Why are they surprised? You too? Who sit with us and gossip with us?
You
talk about other people who are sabotaging people at work, who are doing this thing for you, to your team members, your colleagues. You are a Christian. Then it means that if we understand why we're there, we can live that life of Christ, and it will be a testimony to others. They will get encouragement from that no, this person, they are a believer in God. They are a believer of Christ. They are a believer that they are here for a specific kingdom mandate, and they live in that way.
But now, as you mentioned, mine, you always say it's the most spiritual place. It's also the most competitive place. So if we're going to portray Christ in it, should we even get involved in the competitiveness of the nature of the marketplace? This is where everybody is out there to prove a point to whomever who's in authority, to prove a point to the clients that are coming, that I am better than it's a fight. So should we even be involved in that? Or when we start treating it like a ministry, then the Lord takes over and we find winning some of the competitions that are there and battles that are there because of how we are viewing it and how we are allowing Him to minister through us via our workplace.
And I think that's exactly it. It's competitive, it's combative, it's conflict prone. So you don't have to bring more of the same. When you enter that environment, as we said, enter it prayerfully. Secondly, you know you are entering it with the power of the Holy Spirit. And whatever you find your hands to do, if it is there to represent God, God will protect you in that way. So you don't have to compete. You absolutely don't have to go there to compete. Let me read another scripture that will help us with this one. So Genesis 39, 9, verse 2 to 4. It talks about this competition. The Bible says, the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put under his authority. So what was Joseph's secret? Joseph is here in the Egyptian, so it's in a foreign land, serving a foreign master.
Mm.
And instead of thinking, what I've got, that I got what it takes, the Bible says the Lord was with Joseph, and that he was a successful man, and was in the house of his master, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. So if you are there representing God, you just do not have to struggle, strive with anyone. You have to work as unto the Lord, and that's what the Bible tells us. And when you do that, your master will know.
Mm.
Every time I give this person work to do, it becomes a success. It works out positively. And it says, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. Remember, his master is an Egyptian. His master doesn't serve Joseph's God. But because of how Joseph was postured in that environment, the Bible tells us the master even saw that God was with him, and that God made all that Joseph did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in the sight of the master. So that is our formula. We go there with God. We pray about that environment. We serve as unto the Lord, not as unto our bosses. If he sees me, I do good. If he's not here, I slack off. No, I do it as unto the Lord. And then this Bible says, and his master will see that the Lord is with him, and whatever he does, the Lord causes it to prosper. So that is it, even in that competitive environment. And we know it just continued. Joseph was even imprisoned falsely. Even when he was in prison, the Bible says that Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, a place where the king's prisoners were. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper and of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. And whatever they did there, it was at Joseph's doing. So in Potiphar's house, because God is with him, things are committed to him. He's put in charge. He gets into prison falsely. The Lord is still with him. The prison keeper puts things in Joseph in charge. Joseph goes and he interprets the dream of the Pharaoh in the palace, and the Pharaoh puts him in charge. So coming back to your question of competition, Sibongile, here we see, if God is with you, you don't have to worry about the competition. You just have to say, Lord, because I'm here, establish your kingdom in this place, and whatever you put your hand to, the Lord will cause it to prosper.
Wow. Man, let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more. We are overcomers in this space. As long as we put Christ first, we will overcome. Let's take a break. We come back.
Amen.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
We are overcomers, and yes, we shall overcome. We have been called to overcome in this place, in the marketplace. It is a place that we've been sent to minister, represent Christ. And yes, we are more than conquerors through Christ. Okay. All right. Give you the sounds of Kenny Shibambu, Pastor Kenny Shibambu. And the title of the song is Overcome. Mamuchumi was right there with me, and I think Network is doing okay. She's back with me, and we are just about to sum up. Ma, what do we say as we are just about to round it off for today?
Mm. So we are just saying that those who are in the marketplace, you must know that God has given you your gifts, your talents, and your abilities to give glory to God right in the marketplace. You don't have to wait for a pulpit on Sunday. In fact, you are in your mission field, and God wants you to shine right there and to know that you are there for his kingdom to be advanced. Like Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added to you. Says, don't worry what you're going to eat. Don't worry what you're going to drink. Don't worry about what you're going to wear. Your Heavenly Father knows that you need these things, but seek first the kingdom. So in the marketplace every day, seek the kingdom of God. Seek to establish the kingdom of God. Seek to be a blessing to everyone that you find in that environment. And you will see all these things that you, the Gentiles are seeking. Your Father knows that you need them. So your Father knows your basic needs. Your Father knows that you are there. You need food for your family, shelter, and all of that. And those things will be added to you. So that is my real encouragement. And that's a walk of faith, to know that I'm not just here to get a paycheck, to make a living, but I'm here to represent God. And as I do that, the Lord will see to it that all my other needs are met.
Wow. What's happening with IMS? I know the international marketplace is always up to something. So what's happening now?
Thank you so much. Oh, I'm excited. We are launching marketplace networking groups this year. So on the 25th of February, we are launching that. And what I mean by that is we are going to set up a group for government, one for education, one for business, one for arts and entertainment, one for family, one for media. And it means that we want professionals in these different areas to come together. Let's pray and ask God how he wants us to represent him there. Let's pray to God and find out how are we going to overcome the challenges that are in those areas. And let us come together to network and support one another as believers who are operating in those various spheres of influence. So we are launching that 25th online. It's going to be a great event. We've got speakers again from all over the world coming to talk to us about how can we be more effective in our marketplaces. But this time we are also offering you the support. We're connecting you with others who are also working in that field, that can be mentoring, that can be coaching, that can be teaching, that can be equipping you and empowering you to be more effective in that marketplace environment, because they understand it. They operate there every day. So that is what's brewing at the IMS for the 25th of February. We are launching our networking groups.
Wow, that is like really awesome. So if I'd like to be involved, I want to be part of it. How do I do so? Where do I go? Yeah, I'm in one of these mountains that you have mentioned.
Yes. So if you want to get involved, you can contact us at our office line. It's 063-361-4417, 063-361-4417. That's our line. And we want your name. We want to know what industry you are in. And we will give you the details of how to log on that particular day for the launch event. And you can be part of it. Go to our social media. We also have got an International Marketplace Summit on Facebook and on Instagram, marketplacesummit.online. On Instagram, and you will also get to know how you can participate in the detail of logging on that day and being part of this launch event. It's going to be big, people. We're starting a kingdom community where we're going to help people, also give visibility to your businesses, also help professionals, and also people are looking for jobs. We are in the marketplace every day. Those who are looking for jobs, why don't we come together and network and hear how can we be of assistance to those who are out there who are looking for entering the marketplace.
This is like really exciting on the 25th of Feb, right?
Yes, Feb at 7 p.m. That is the time. So we will be there live, 7 p.m., talking to you about launching the 7 Flares of Influence networking groups. And we want you to be part of it. You will also see our excited speakers. And that is going to be just an epic event.
You are so beaming when you're talking about it. You know, you become so bright.
Because it's the one big thing that the Lord has tasked me to do this year. So off we go.
Off we go. Thank you so much, my queen, for talking to us this morning and for empowering our ministers in the marketplace, reminding them that we are ambassadors in those spaces as well. So represent. I'm sure when you, as an ambassador, go out of South Africa, you are at your best behavior, best conduct.
People are representing, not myself, right? Mm-hmm. We are ambassadors for Christ.
And it's exactly what we should be doing, ambassadorship in our workspace. Mm. It's all about Christ. May the Lord keep keeping you. We love you so much. We'll be talking to you. We want to hear more about the 25th, and I think let's engage more about that as the days go by. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you for hosting me, and all the best. Great grace to those in the marketplace from the Radio Pulpit family and IMS.
Wow. And do remember that we were talking to our beautiful queen, Prudence Muchumi. And if you'd like to know more about this event taking place on the 25th of Feb, you can on 063-361-4417. 063-361-4417. Alternatively, you can also go to the social media platforms, look for the International Marketplace Summit, and that's where you're going to get all the information, everything. Follow them, make sure that you are there and you do not miss out. Don't forget that when you hear the word IMS, or when you hear the name IMS, not the word, but the name IMS, International Marketplace Summit, you are automatically hearing Radio Pulpit. So make sure you don't miss us, because we are definitely going to be there. We are definitely always there together with the International Marketplace. So it's 063-361-4417, 063-361-4417. Martino Malembe, you're coming in when we're saying goodbye. Hello to you. All of the best for God. You know, do represent God. I know you are in the nursing space. You have heard. You are an ambassador in that space. Make sure you represent. Ooh, and that space really, really needs you to represent Christ. They need to see Christ, because sometimes it can be hostile right there. But hey, keep representing Christ. I'm signing off and leaving you in awesome hands, DK on the controls, and Germany, Yanni Belsa on perspective. Then afterwards, it's the news with Veinand. And after the news, you have Heart to Heart with Luko Mgwediputi. Have a great one.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.